Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today, we have an NFL draft prospect special. It's Marcus Jones, cornerback out of the University of Houston. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and I'm bringing to the floor, to the football field, to the NFL draft, a young man who knows all about this process. He was a first-round pick, 25th overall by the Atlanta Falcons in 1981. He does not let me forget. It's the greatest draft in NFL history. He started the royalty, the class, the tradition at Florida State University. All you have to do is go back and look what happened in 1979 and 1980. Florida State was nowhere to be found. And all of a sudden, they appeared in the Orange Bowl against that great Oklahoma team. Well, you know what? One of the main catalysts that started that tradition was out of Delray Beach, Florida. And his name is Bobby Butler, and he's sitting in front of me today. Please, don't y'all forget it. When you talk about Florida State, everybody want to talk about Dion, Mark Redd, talk about all the other great players. But that 79 season under Bobby Butler, Ron Simmons, in the collection of characters, they started the tradition in Florida State. How you doing this morning, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm excited, man. It's a good day to be alive, Vincent.
Yes, sir, it is. Sometimes we get too much, we become selfish, but we need to realize one thing. It's always a blessing to get up and be able to even walk, to be able to even breathe, to be able to even talk about these great players going into the 2022 NFL draft.
Yes, sir.
And also be on the same stage as you, sir. So tell us about what you like about the Houston Cougar out of the state of Texas, Mr. Marcus Jones.
Hey, man, this young man is 5'8", 174. And that 5'8 may be stretching a little bit, but that's okay. Because at the end of the day, Marcus Jones is a real player. He's a real player. He's a baller, you know. And here's my thing, Vincent. Now, with a guy like this, here's where I come from, because I was a small guy, you know, considered by the NFL, but I was 5'11 and a half, you know, 155 pounds. Marcus Jones, 5'8", 174. He's twitchy. He's explosive and very versatile. When I say he hits top speed instantly, he gets it done. Now, here's the thing I love about this man. They say in the NFL, the more you can do, the better, right? Or in any kind of job in life, any kind of profession, the more you can do, the better. This guy is a special teams talent. This young man, I don't know. I need to check and see if he's a record. This guy has had 9 career return touchdowns in his college career. I'm going to say that again. 9 career touchdowns on returns in his college career. Bruh, it don't get no better than that. And here's what I like. He's got this thing in him. I used to have the same thing in me. I used to always say when I was playing quarterback in high school, not one person is going to bring me down. It's going to take a whole bunch of them. And I had the ability to make the first one miss. This young man here, He makes the initial tackler, he miss every time. You can't tackle him in open space. He's going to make a miss, and then he's explosive coming down here with that ball. Hey, listen, he's from Texas, Benson. He know what to do with that tater. He know what to do with that tater. When he tucked that tater under his arms, he know what to do with it. Now, talk about defense. He's a scrappy outside corner. And what I mean when I say scrappy, I mean he competes. I don't care how tall they are. I don't care how big they are. He is going to compete on the outside, and he gets the job done, right? He's got smooth hips. He's able to open and redirect with no pause, no wasted steps. See, when you look at a corner, I always tell y'all, Vincent, I can look at a guy's footwork and tell right away if he's a player or not.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to line up against a receiver. Just doing footwork drills, I can tell if this guy's a player or not. Marcus Jones is a player. I like the way he backpedals. And then when he backpedals, he stop on the dime and he plant and drive. He's a guru W drill player. When I say W drill, it's a drill that you backpedal, you plant and drive, and you burst forward. You backpedal, you plant and drive, you burst forward. It's a drill that we do every day when we backpedal. No wasted steps. When he backpedals, stops, and comes forward, he's driving on the ball. I love this young man. Excellent footwork. Excellent. He's got stuff that he was born with. He was born with quick twitch. He's a speedy guy. And the one thing I can't wait to see, because I know he's going to be a 4-3 guy. It's no question about it. He didn't run at the combine. That's okay. But on his pro day, he going to bust 4-3. Some way in there, Vincent. I can look at it when he play, right? This is what I like about him, too. When he's off in coverage, he's aware and he communicates with the secondary. So that's telling me he's studying the tape. He understands what's coming. He's communicating. The best thing you can have in the secondary is great communicators. And he's one of them. He has the athleticism to compete on jump balls. He's 5'8", Vincent. Throw it up there and see what happens. He ain't going to be waiting for it to come to the ground to get to him. He's going to go up there and get it at the high point. Very athletic. Gets the job done. I like the way he tackles. He wraps up on his tackles. He's a sure tackle, right? Now, here's the one thing, Vincent, that I love to this narrative. That this man in 2021, they gave him some early snaps, some early reps at the wideout position. And when I saw that, and I saw him on tape catching balls in games, I go, just like I said earlier now, the more you do in the NFL, the better, right? The more you can do, the better.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Do we have a second coming of Roy Green? Do I see Roy Green, the native of Arkansas? Do I see Roy Green, a young man, because of his size, had to go to Henderson State to play football? Have y'all ever heard of Henderson State? Anybody in the room? Right? But Roy Green was a fourth round pick of the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1979. came in as a DB from Henderson State. He was a corner, fast, blazer. He was a kick return specialist at Henderson. And here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. He came in the National Football League as a corner, and next thing you know, somebody go, this dude got good ability with the ball. He would do us better if we switch him. Roy Green was an all-pro, all-world receiver for the St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals, finished his career with the Philadelphia Eagles. Do I sense that happening with Marcus Jones? It is a great possibility, ladies and gentlemen. And for that reason alone, I got him, I'm going to draft him higher than what I would have drafted him as a DB. Now, this is me talking, right? Whoever get this young man right here, they're going to be very pleased. Because he not only would he be able to play DB, he can play a whole bunch of things. So I like this young man, Vincent. And Vincent, because of the way he play, I like him in the second, third round. You know, most people wouldn't draft him that high. Because if you look at him just as a defensive player, you know right away he's going to be just a slot cover corner in the National Football League. But this young man is more valuable than just a slot corner in the National Football League. I love Marcus Jones.
You think about Marcus Jones, and what I like about him, he went to Troy. And he's really out of the state of Alabama. He just he transferred from Troy.
That's even better.
He transferred from Troy and then went to Houston, had to sit out a year. Mm-hmm. But when I look at the young man, he's a very explosive football player. What I'm thinking about closer is that electric playmaking.
Yes.
John Madden video game. And then you look at, he went to the University of Houston. As I told someone today, we did a video, me and Daniel Kelly, the scout, mm-hmm. on Logan Hall, defensive end out of the University of Houston. But people don't know. That Houston back in the day in the 60s and 70s.
Talk about it now.
They had some serious, serious football players.
Talk about it.
When I look at Marcus Jones from an offensive standpoint, mm-hmm. ability to make plays and be that electric playmaker, man, you got to go back to the 60s, Elmo Wright. Paul Gibson.
You're preaching good.
Warren McVay, Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. The late, great Robert Newhouse.
Yes, sir.
DC Nobles. Reggie Cherry.
Yes, sir.
Danny Davis. Then I was at Arkansas. It was a running back, man. They used to come up to the hill and light Arkansas up by the name of Terrell Clark.
Yes, sir.
And then they had a receiver named Lionel Fain. And then they had another receiver that don't get a lot of respect that played with Andre Well when they was in that running shoe, Matty Hansen.
Yes, sir.
But when you look at Mr. Marcus Jones, I'm looking at the cornerback position's production this year, 40 tackles, mm-hmm. 5 interceptions, had an interception return for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He only had a 60% for target rate against him. But like you said, Bobby, the young man in the return game is something special, man.
He's special, bro. He's special.
And I'm talking about old school. Rick Upchurch. Your best friend, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Billy Shoes.
The Metcalfs. Father Terry. Son Eric.
Yes, sir.
Tony Green. JT Smith. Mike Nams. Yes, Texas sir. Finest. Texas A&M. Dante Hall. To you. Devin Hester from where yes. you from? Woo-hoo. Fulton Walker. Woo-hoo. Henry Ellett.
You're talking good, boy.
Louisiana's finest, Southern Miss, Lewis Lips. Evan Fryer. Billy Joe Edmonds, Pig Suey. Tim Brown, Notre Dame. Clarence Verdan. Dave Meggett. Sylvester Stamps.
Yes, sir.
You have to say no more, man.
You're missing one more. Come on with one more. Give me one more.
Mel Gray.
Coach Prime. Can't miss Coach Prime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. let me bow down. And let me throw another one there. Terrell Buckley.
T-Buck, there you go. Now we talking.
This gentleman has got the skill set of all those other gentlemen, man.
Yes, sir.
Pound for pound, to me, he might be the best player coming into the draft. Mm-hmm. Pound for pound. Final words about the young man from the Houston Cougars. And you tell you what, with his vertical, we could start seeing some five slammer jammer. Clyde mm-hmm. the Glide Drexler, mm-hmm. Michael Young, Meshaw, Hakeem mm-hmm. Elijah One. The gentleman has got explosive playmaking skill set. Mm-hmm. Your final words on Marcus Jones.
Well, he's projected as an undersized slot corner with playmaking traits and game-changing return talent. We know that about him. He's got the hips. He's got the feet to cover slipper slot receivers. He's got the ball hawking instincts, visit to make plays and zone coverage. There could be teams that look to give him reps at the wide receiver position. We know that, where he will have more opportunities to make big plays. See, and so it's going to be interesting to see what happened to him. You know, I hope nobody don't wait to try to bargain him. I hope they go ahead and take him, because this guy can play in every phase of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. You don't have too many guys like that, Vincent, on Sunday that can play offense, defense, and special teams. This guy's one, right? So I like this guy. You know, it's going to take a really good team. In my opinion, I agree with you. This is what I agree with you on. He's a first-round pick, hands down. But who's going to have the guts to see this three-way player and take him in the first round? That's going to tell me a lot about that organization.
My final words about Marcus Jones is very simple. Electric, exciting, must-see TV. A guy you're going to spend money for a season ticket to come see play.
Absolutely.
As long as he stays healthy, because one thing, with the ball in his hand, something is going to happen.
Something is going to happen.
And it's not going to be too good for the opposing team. Special thanks to our producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Special thanks to you, Mr. Bobby Butler, for making it happen this morning. I'm Vincent Turner. So my final words, it's got a little South Florida mix in it. This guy, he didn't have a little brother. He wasn't a brother, but he had a little soul in him.
Come on, with it, bro.
I'm here to do whatever I can, be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon, because you know what? Like the great KC.
Come on, KC.
Sunshine Band.
Yes, sir.
Marcus Jones is going to be the boogeyman. He's going to be the boogeyman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he's going to do whatever.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share. Join me as always, the NFL legend, college football royalty, Florida State, Mr. Bobby Butler. One more time, I got to give love to Mr. Logan Landers, because he's doing his thing this morning, our producer.
Yes, sir, Logan.
And I'm Mr. Vincent Turner, Mr. Football. Let me throw a shot in there, the 901. Greatest return in the world, Phi Beta Sigma. And to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner. Yes, thank sir. You. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.